Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. Let's start in the NBA, where the Boston Celtics were down big in the fourth quarter by double digits, but came back to beat New Orleans. Gethin Kubal reports from Boston.
A pair of near triple-double performances from Boston's top two stars helped the Celtics rally past the Pelicans for a 118-112 win. Jason Tatum led the way with 28 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. Jaylen Brown had 22 points, 11 boards, and 7 assists.
We got to come and put our best foot forward every single night. We can't come lollygagging through the game. And, you know, we got to fight for that standard.
The Celtics overcame a 17-point first-half deficit and took the lead for good on Derek White's three with 5:05 to play. Brandon Ingram scored 28 and Zion Williamson 26 for New Orleans. Gethin Kubal, Boston.
Another big night for Luka Doncic. He had 45 points, 15 assists in Dallas's 131-129 win over Orlando. Doc Rivers lost his debut as Milwaukee Bucks coach, beaten by Denver 113-107. Despite the loss, Rivers likes the hand that he's been dealt.
Oh, they're great. They're a very coachable team. They're adults. You know, this is not this team is so far. I mean, but they're very coachable. That won't be a problem with this group.
While the Cleveland Cavaliers have won 10 of 11, beating the L.A. Clippers 118-108, Danny Kapp has the story.
Donovan Mitchell had 28 points and 12 assists while keying a 27-14 run midway through the second half, which turned a one-point deficit into a 12-point lead.
Which we saw tonight will be what we see, you know, in the playoffs, you know, kind of sometimes a small ball, sometimes stagnant, you know, being able to create and continue to get motion in those moments, and we were able to do that. We made plays down the stretch, and in defense, we made plays.
Kawhi Leonard had a game-high 30 for the Clippers, who saw a five-game winning streak come to an end and fell for just the second time in the last 10 games. I'm Danny Kapp.
The New York Knicks continue their winning ways. They've won 7 straight. Tom Marion reports from New York in a 113-92 Knicks win over Charlotte.
New York played without its starting forwards Julius Randle and OG Anunoby, both out with injuries. The Knicks were only up 3 points at halftime, but outscored the Hornets 44-24 in the third quarter to break the game wide open. Jalen Brunson led New York with 32 points, the seventh time in the last 8 games he has scored at least 30. Dante DiVincenzo added 28. Brandon Miller scored 29 for Charlotte, which lost its fourth straight game. I'm Tom Merriam.
Houston beat the LA Lakers 135-119. Washington 118-113 over San Antonio. Sacramento took out Memphis 103-94. The Miami Heat continue to struggle. That story is next. Miami has lost 7 in a row, the most under coach Eric Spoelstra. Dave Schuster has more. The Heat beaten by Phoenix 118-105.
The bench was the difference in the game as the Suns bench outscored their counterparts 48-30. Devin Booker added 22 points and Kevin Durant 20 as the Suns have won 8 of their last 10 games. Jimmy Butler had a game-high 26 points, but the Heat shot just 39% for the night and have now lost a season-high 7 games in a row. I'm David Schuster.
Philadelphia played without Joel Embiid for a second straight game. They were blasted by Portland 130-104. Top 25 college basketball. Number 4, Houston survived Texas in overtime, 76-72. Number 7, Duke went to Virginia Tech, got a 10-point win, 77-67. One NHL game, Claude Giroux had the overtime goal in Ottawa's 4-3 win over Nashville. International Olympic officials have told the United States that their figure skating team will receive gold medals now that Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva has been disqualified for doping. A trade in Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins send 10-year veteran second baseman Jorge Polanco to Seattle in a 5-player deal. 1999 American League Manager of the Year from the Boston Red Sox, Jimmy Williams, has passed away. He was 80. And tickets for the upcoming Super Bowl in Las Vegas on at least one secondary market are the most expensive in Super Bowl history. The average purchase price on TickPick was $9,800 on Monday morning. That's nearly double the final average price for last year's game between the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.